Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Girls and Robots, episode 78. Thank you, John, for the snail mail donation, and thank you, Alfred, for the generous donation via PayPal. Thank you. And you know what was cool about that donation? It had money in it. Well, yeah, but it actually had a note that said the rant media minds helped them snap out of their vicious media cycle of nonsense. Finally, someone listens. So, thank you for your support, and thank you for actually listening to another perspective, taking it into consideration, and applying some of that to your day-to-day life. Your thinking, and I thank you for that. Not a lot of people do that these days. Thinking is nice. And look at you, helping people out, you know, one rant at a time. You know, kudos, mate. That used to be a candy bar. Yeah, well, it's been kind of an uphill struggle, I'll tell you that. Oh, and on random odd YouTube news, it seems our content is slowly making its way back into people's feeds? Question mark? So, I don't know if YouTube updated an algorithm and let us out of our, shadowy banned prison. But I don't trust it. So, everybody keep spreading the word. Let's get our stuff back into people's feeds where it's needed, please. Anyway, this week has been fairly slow. Storms across the U.S., something is always burning in California, and even though the 4th of July holiday is well over, news outlets are still slacking off when it comes to fun news. Oh, but plenty of hate and sorrow is still being written about. Yeah, you know what? That's something for the mentally unconscious to bicker about, okay? I'm not going to be any media's clicks or engagements anymore, all right? I'm done. But, digging through some other websites, I found that the original Halloween movies 1 through 5 are getting 4K releases. Now, I'm not going to get too excited about this, because the company that usually puts out Halloween discs are kind of hit and miss sometimes. Fingers crossed. And Elvira's Haunted Hills is finally getting a Blu-ray release. Oh, I haven't seen that in forever! That's going to be one bouncy Blu-ray. But I'm really surprised that didn't come out earlier. Because, like, the original Elvira movie had multiple releases. But Haunted Hills just never did. It had, like, a DVD release. All right, gonna get me some high-def Cassandra Peterson whenever that comes out. Yeah, I think it's, like, September or something. Whatever. Let's see. The Fat Carrot got some gifts from Lucifer. He got a 4K Blu-ray of Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. You know, not the Tim Burton one. You know, the really good one with Gene Wilder. You know, that weird tunnel scene and all that. Yes, the good one. So, thank you, Lucifer. You know, we really need to borrow that from him, to be honest. Because I want to see me some HDR Oompa Loompas. That should be terrifying. Anyway, GDQ has been going on for the entire week. And I've frankly been glued to Twitch, watching speedrunners blow through various games for charity. There's like a day or two left as of this post. So, if you're interested in both new and retro games and watching them get broken, follow them, games done quick, they raise money for charity, and have fun doing it. You know, Anime Expo did a virtual thing this year, which I wasn't even informed about, so it's like over. I didn't even get a notification on Twitch. Nothing! Where was this thing? I have no idea, but I hope it comes back in 2022, you know, just because I think people need to get out at this point. Not me, just everyone else. But speaking of Anime Expo, I am looking for a high-quality recording of the 2019 opening ceremony live performance by Reiko, R-A-Y-K-O, and the Senru Keiko group of UC Riverdale. They're kind of like a traditional Japanese drum band. It was pretty cool. You know, I vaguely remember seeing that. What song did they play? Well, that's the problem. I have no idea, which makes finding a recording a little more difficult. So, if anyone knows the name of the song or knows where there's a VOD, let me know, and don't say YouTube. We checked. Oh, a musical hunting we shall go. You know, I'll put some feelers out. You know, I've got me some folks looking for things right now as it is. You know, I'll just put it out there, see what people find. God, what are you looking for, or do I not want to know? Just some more baby metal things, which I shan't mention here. For every time I mention something, it seems to magically appear in the P.O. box somehow. You know, I know you're not a VPN and just download it type, but, dude, come on. Boy, someone else can do that! I prefer to track things down legally. You know, just, come on. Yeah, I get it, but half the things you look for are weird, obscure things that have been out of print for a long time and cost a small fortune. It's not like anyone's gonna make any money off of it, with the exception of the people price gouging. You know, well, here's the thing. I can't help having refined taste, you know? And frankly, when it comes to music, you know, I'd listen to it on Spotify, but certain things are not on Spotify, you know? So the hunt begins. The hunt! Well, whatever. Just don't spend $150 on a baby metal single. Or whatever that other one is, the pre-baby metal, Sue metal band that's like 200. And I don't consider that refined taste, okay? Says you. Dude, combined, that's like the price of a Switch. Come on. They making a new Switch, but not a better one. Just one with a slightly bigger screen and more memory space. Yeah, I had a Switch. And then Jermaine took it. Now it's all greasy with chip grease and hot dog juices. Ew. On the bright side, I've been trying to back a little bit more away from society and attempting to get into some sort of shape other than angry. Does angry really have a shape? Yeah, it kind of looks like my silhouette cast upon a blood-red moon. And I thought Jermaine was dark. Wow. Anyway, in an attempt to do some sort of exercise, I've loaded numerous iPods with a slew of music ranging from Persona tracks to odd J-metal stuff to new releases from bands I actually like. Then, bam, I hit random and walk. Ooh, your Persona soundtracks? Yep, sent to us by Chromus and played on iPods sent to us by Zombie Snow White. So you just hit random and walk. Yep, each song is something new. I make notes of the tracks that stand out and then toss them on the ultimate playlist. What is the ultimate playlist? The ultimate playlist is literally a playlist of around 4,000 songs, which I find exceptional for one reason or another. So, I can press play and just listen to something awesome every day for like a week. Wow, ultimate playlist! I should make one. Did anything new stand out amongst your listening ventures? I'm still going through the Slurmancer soundtrack, which is still good spooky stuff. The new Garbage album has some pretty decent tracks on it so far, like The Creeps. And for those who like slow songs, kinda, The Offspring did a re-recording of Gone Away with, like, piano or something. So, it's like sadder, if you need that in your life. But an oddity that stood out for my taste was Ghost Step by The Super Weeks from the Teenage Blob soundtrack. Teenage Blob? Dude, it's a game. Hey, alright. I'm still trying to catch up on the hundreds of songs folks have sent to us, and once I'm done with that, movies. I like movies, though it's hard to work out to movies. Well, hopefully we'll have your stupid root canal paid off by then, and then maybe invest in a treadmill so I can watch things and run around. But, who would like to hear about the new thing I heard? Oh, jeez. Okay, alright, what weird baby metal related thing did you find that you'll force upon our ears? You know, you just assume it's baby metal related. Yeah, I do. Well, alright, I did manage to listen to that Bring Me the Horizon, song Kingslayer, you know, which is kind of a collab with baby metal. See, I knew it! Alright. Kingslayer, right? I've never been a big Bring Me the Horizon fan, right? Like, I never went out of my way to listen to them. But I will say, I would like to hear a baby metal-only version of that song. What? I like what I like, okay? Leave me alone. Wow. Dude, I'm not judging. I'm just making it obvious to listeners that you're dreadfully predictable. Oi! Josie!
What?
Josie!
What?
What have you been up to this week?
I've been monitoring humanity's stupidity and attempting to formulate an algorithm that will predict where dumb people are likely to congregate locally at any given point in the day. Once all data has been compiled, we will have a highly reliable list of places, events, areas, and associated times during the day, indicating the likelihood of increased moronic activity, thus giving us a well-informed opportunity to avoid said stupid behavior.
And what do you have so far?
Avoid morons by going food shopping late at night or very early in the morning. Avoid 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Noted, and thank you for your research.
You are welcome.
we're going to wrap this up, because, God, IRL stuff is still a mess. Be well, stay safe, and thanks for listening to the rants, because honestly, all the rants I've done over the years were made, yes, for entertainment, but also to hopefully get some folks to look at their own behaviors and maybe correct some of the more inconsiderate ones. Because, I mean, seriously, I just want everyone to be a little bit better than they currently are. So, try, okay? Just try to take a single step forward to being a better human. If we all did that collectively, we'd be one step closer to a better society. I thought we didn't like society. We don't like dumb, biased, oppressive, obnoxious, and inconsiderate society. Well, so like humanity then. Dude, the only thing that keeps me going is the hope that we could all get better as a society, okay? And trust me, you don't want a phony with no hope for humanity, because things are going to get dark and things are going to get messy, okay? Fair enough. I'm not cleaning up the mess, though.